Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It is 63 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. If you've been trying to get on to your favorite apps or websites today and you've been running into some trouble, it could be because Amazon Web Services, which hosts many of the world's top sites and apps, crashed today. Things are slowly getting back to normal, but some sites, including the Wall Street Journal, are still having trouble. Still no one in custody in connection with the jewelry robbery at the Louvre on Sunday morning. Many of the French crown jewels were taken. Arthur Brand is a Dutch investigator and calls it the heist of the decade.
What everybody fears is that the gold and the silver will be melted down and the jewels will be taken out and sold separately.
President Trump is threatening to cut off all U.S. aid to Colombia, calling that country's president, Gustavo Petro, an illegal drug dealer. Following another military strike in a boat in the Caribbean, Petro says fishermen, not drug dealers, were killed. This is ABC News. Is the ceasefire in Gaza on shaky ground? Some in the region seem to think so. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
In a signal of how fragile things are, we've seen smoke rising from southern Gaza this morning. Our producer on the ground hearing explosions, but saying he thinks that incident happening beyond what's known as the yellow line. That is the line between the territory from which the IDF has withdrawn from in western Gaza near to the coast, and the territory to the east of that, a very significant strip of land which the IDF is still controlling. It is called the Red Zone. That incident potentially happening in the Red Zone, it's not clear exactly what happened.
The IDF accuses Hamas of killing two soldiers over the weekend. Hamas is denying that. If you're a regular pot smoker, should you be allowed to legally own a gun? The Supreme Court has agreed to take up that question after an appeals court largely struck down a law doing that. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
At Care and Rehab Boscobel, quality care isn't just our goal, it's our standard. Hi, I'm Lana Ellis, Administrator, and I'm proud to share that our recent state survey was deficiency-free. Our dedicated team provides personalized nursing, rehab, and support in a warm, welcoming environment. From short-term rehab to long-term care, we deliver comfort, dignity, and compassion every day. Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company. Call today or visit careandrehab.com.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. Your forecast for this afternoon actually calling for highs to be in the upper 60s. South winds of 12 to 25, sun giving way to some late clouds. By tonight, a cool night with lows down to 43. Showers likely ending a bit after midnight. Southwest winds of 10 to 18. And then Tuesday, a bit cooler out there for certain. Mostly cloudy skies, scattered light rain likely, especially by midday, and highs of only 50. Right now, though, northwest winds are at 10 to 12, and it's a sunny 63 degrees.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Oh, turn around. I just saw a garage sale sign. Sound familiar? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Reedsburg Area Medical Center, our sign reads, "Schedule your mammogram." Early detection is the best prevention. You can't bargain or put a price tag on your health. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your mammogram. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial residential plowing, skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973.
There are more choices and more savings with the Return of Value Bonanza at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your local New Holland dealer. That's right, Value Bonanza is back. And that means it's time to take advantage of low-rate financing and cash-back offers on the equipment you need most. Right now, you can get a low-rate financing for up to 72 months on select New Holland tractors and conventional hay and forage equipment, or choose cash-back on select models. And don't miss out on low-rate financing for 60 months or cash-back on subcompact, compact, and Workmaster tractors. More choices, more savings. It's all happening now during Value Bonanza, only at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. But hurry, these special offers end December 31st, 2025. Stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson's Tractor, where value meets performance.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henriksen for Joanne Krulotz, and here's a look at what's happening in your neck of the woods. It's only been afternoon on Monday, but it's been a busy morning here in southwest Wisconsin. A meeting was held earlier on at the Boaz Community Building in regards to the discontinuation of the Richland County Ambulance Service. Those in attendance discussed their concerns in hopes to find a way to continue the service in the future. A three-month extension has been given to the ambulance service to find a way to fund service in the county. The issue will be discussed at tonight's Richland County Board meeting at 7 and tomorrow night's Joint Ambulance Committee meeting starting at 5. They'll have further coverage of this morning's meeting on tonight's newscast here on WRCO. Governor Tony Evers is pushing lawmakers to release $15 million to start updating Wisconsin's aging prisons. The money would begin design work at six correctional sites, part of his larger plan to close Green Bay Correctional and the Lincoln Hills Youth Facilities. Evers told reporters the upgrades will improve safety, reduce costs, and bring the system up to date. He's calling for bipartisan support from the State Building Commission so construction can stay on track. The plan includes converting older sites into more efficient facilities, including a vocational village at Waupun to help inmates build work skills before release. A proposed bill seeking to make it illegal for drivers to use devices meant to evade license plate detection systems has passed with bipartisan support in the Wisconsin State Legislature. The legislation would implement a $1,000 fine, 90 days in jail, or both for residents who buy, sell, or install devices that are designed to conceal their registration plates. Lawmakers say the devices make it more difficult for law enforcement authorities to identify suspect vehicles during an investigation. The bill will now head to Governor Tony Evers for consideration. State lawmakers are introducing new legislation seeking to expand access to dual enrollment programs for high school students. The programs allow high school students to earn high school and college credits at the same time. But schools in areas that are smaller, more rural, or have higher rates of poverty are less likely to offer the courses. The dual enrollment reform bill seeks to make those programs more accessible with an online portal through the Department of Workforce Development and an oversight council with members from other education agencies. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is warning residents that its job support systems aren't receiving any federal funding during the ongoing government shutdown. According to agency officials, about 75% of their budget comes from federal sources. They're using carryover federal dollars and some state funding to keep their programs running for now. But without additional federal funding, some workforce initiatives could shut down. Officials are also expressing concerns about agricultural workers obtaining visas for next year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents traveling along roadways, waterways, and recreational trails this fall to remember the Move Over Law. According to a press release, DNR wardens patrol a wide variety of terrain, and the Move Over Law is meant to prevent possible collisions with stopped emergency vehicles or workers. The DNR is also reminding residents that state law requires them to slow down when approaching a stopped ATV or UTV on trails, as well as near patrol boats with their blue lights or sirens on. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underlie has sent a letter to the Capital Times demanding a public correction of recent reporting on the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's handling of educator misconduct investigations. The letter outlines how the reporting misrepresents the DPI's work, omits critical legal and procedural context, and ultimately undermines public trust in the systems designed to protect Wisconsin students. Dr. Underlie stated, "Student safety is the foundation of everything that we do in education. Every allegation of educator misconduct is treated with the highest level of seriousness and is thoroughly investigated by the Department of Public Instruction. Any suggestion that the DPI withholds information from the public is categorically false. Records are released in accordance with open records laws, and educator license status are publicly available to anyone on the DPI's website." She added, "Journalism is the foundation of our democracy, but inaccurate reporting and sensationalism that ignores facts, distorts the truth, and omits key context has no place. The reporting failed to acknowledge critical facts and the legal boundaries in which the DPI operates." She urged the Capital Times to issue a prompt correction to restore public trust and ensure an accurate understanding of their work to protect students. A bridge built in the 1930s to get across the Mississippi River is now closed for demolition. Jimmy Koska reports.
The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa south of La Crosse is now closed. The Black Hawk Bridge, also known as the Lansing Bridge, is in the process of being replaced. The bridge was built 94 years ago and has been closed twice in the past 2 years for structural issues. Construction on its replacement began 2 years ago and is scheduled to open in 2027. In the meantime, the DOT will be providing free car ferries to cross the Mississippi River, while heavier truck traffic will need to use the posted detour through Prairie du Chien a half hour to the south.
You can find more details about the project on both the Wisconsin and Iowa DOT websites. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office, with assistance from multiple law enforcement and emergency response agencies, successfully brought an incident in the village of Cobb to a peaceful resolution Saturday evening. At approximately 6:25, deputies were dispatched to Division Street in Cobb for a report of a disturbance involving an individual barricaded inside a vehicle. The situation was determined to involve a firearm, and out of an abundance of caution, additional law enforcement resources were requested. After several hours of communication and negotiation, the subject exited the vehicle and was taken into custody without injury. The suspect was identified as Tina Rochelle Scales Toborg, 61 of DeForest. Scales Toborg was taken into custody and transported to the Iowa County Jail on 5 misdemeanor charges. Going armed with a firearm while intoxicated, operating while under the influence, third offense, resisting or obstructing an officer, possession of THC, and disorderly conduct. According to the Iowa County Sheriff's Department, the peaceful outcome was made possible through the exceptional collaboration of multiple responding agencies, including the Fenimore Police Department, Wisconsin State Patrol, Avoca Police Department, Mineral Point Police Department, Dodgeville Police Department, Cobb Fire and First Response, and Highland EMS. A two-vehicle crash Sunday morning resulted in injury. At approximately 8:25, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a two-vehicle crash at the intersection of Highway 18 and County Highway F in Fenimore Township. Grant County deputies, along with emergency crews from Fenimore Fire and EMS and the Fenimore Police Department, responded to the scene. During the investigation, it was determined that John Haas, 41, of Potosi, was traveling north on County F. As he approached the intersection with Highway 18, he failed to stop at the stop sign on F at Highway 18 and continued into the intersection. At the same time, Kevin Megan, 28, of Poplar Grove, Illinois, was traveling west on Highway 18. Megan's vehicle struck the passenger side of Haas's vehicle, causing heavy damage to both vehicles as they came to rest in the north ditch. Fenimore EMS treated both parties at the scene, and Kevin Megan was transported to the Grant County Health Center in Lancaster for treatment of his injuries. John Haas was taken by private vehicle to a care provider. Heavy fog is believed to be a contributing factor in the crash. It is 63 degrees at 16 minutes after 12 noon. When we return to the news at noon, we'll talk about average gas prices in Wisconsin, which have fallen in the last week.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 18 minutes after 12 noon. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 6.7 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.61 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 28.6 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 32.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.36 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.17 a gallon, a difference of 81 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 4.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.98 a gallon. The national average is down 19.3 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 15.2 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy's data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 3.7 cents compared to a week ago and stands at $3.59 per gallon. Gas prices have finally fallen below $3 per gallon nationally, the earliest date we've seen a $2.99 national average since 2020, when COVID was the primary driver of low prices, said Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis of Gas Buddy. OPEC deserves much of the credit for this trend, having steadily raised oil production for much of 2025. Currently, 35 states have averaged gas prices below $2.99 a gallon, and Gas Buddy even recorded the first $1.99 cash price at a station in Evans, Colorado, with stations in Oklahoma and Texas not far behind. Barring any major disruptions, gas prices are likely to remain slightly below year-ago levels and could stay under $3 for much of the next few months. Richland County grant funding available to support prevention, treatment, and recovery related to the opioid epidemic. Nonprofit organizations, businesses, school, and local government agencies located in and serving Richland County and its residents are welcome to apply. Funding can be requested by completing an application and submitting it to the attention of the Director of Richland County Health and Human Services by 4:30 Thursday, October 23rd. Applications will be reviewed at the Health and Community Services Committee meeting on November 6th at 9:30. Please note all applicants are required to be present. Final review and approval by the Richland County Board of Supervisors will occur in December 2025. For full details, you can go to co.richland.wi.us. With many recent data breach announcements from all types of industries, it's become clear how common data breaches are these days. The Better Business Bureau has tips for consumers to protect personal information and reduce identity theft risks. This is important whether you're a customer or the affected company of the affected companies or not. Companies collect more customer data than ever before. They save payment methods, passwords, addresses, and other information. This allows people to save time, ensure bills are paid on time, and budget effectively. However, it also increases the risk of identity theft. Consumers must take extra care to protect their personally identifiable information. Thieves want to access that information, and they may target companies with malware or exploit weaknesses in digital security measures. Once they steal the information, these bad actors sell it on the dark web or use it in their own fraud schemes. No two data breaches are the same, and each incident can expose unique information. Consumers affected by a breach may be at risk, increased risk for identity theft. Thieves may use stolen information to fraudulently apply for credit, unemployment benefits, and more. In some cases, consumers' financial accounts may be accessible to thieves. BBB recommends consumers take these steps to protect their data against a breach. Don't overshare online. Avoid posting personal information on social media. It's not just about your social security number. Online quizzes and games may also put you at risk. Things like your first pet's name or the town in which you were born can be used to hack your accounts. Check your credit report and financial statements often. Monitor your accounts for suspicious activity and notify account providers as quickly as possible. Use strong passwords and change them regularly. Protect your accounts with complex and unique passwords. Implement two-factor authentication on accounts and devices. This adds another layer of security to your logins. Two-factor authentication sends a code to your phone or email to check the account owner is the one logging in. Shop with businesses that protect consumer information. Check for basic security measures. There should be an HTTPS in the address bar and a clear and detailed privacy policy. Then look for and check for the validity of trust seals, like the accredited business seal. Safely dispose of personally identifiable information. Protecting yourself online is critical, but hard copies of private documents can also be stolen. So it's important to dispose of your private papers safely. For more information or further inquiries, you can contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin. You can also call 1-800-273-1002. The American Red Cross is asking you to make an appointment now to give blood or platelets to support patients continuing on a consistent blood supply to survive and heal. Donation appointments can often drop quickly when people settle into busy fall routines and make plans around upcoming school breaks. Because blood has a short shelf life and can only come from a volunteer blood donor, any disruptions in the ability to collect life-saving blood can have serious consequences for those seeking medical care. You can help by donating at an area blood drive. 5 blood drives will be held this week. A blood drive will be held Wednesday from 9:30 to 1:30 at American Legion in Waniwok. A blood drive will be held Thursday from 11:30 to 5:30 at the First Baptist Church in New Lisbon. 3 blood drives will be held on Friday, the first from 10 to 3 at Grace Lutheran Church in Dodgeville, the second from noon to 5 at St. Anthony and Philip Parish in Highland, and the third from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS Station. You can make an appointment to give by visiting redcrossblood.org. You can also call 1-800-RED-CROSS or use the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue an authorization for the incidental taking of a rare fish, which may result from the Interstate Highway 39, 90, 94 Phase 3 and 4 project in Columbia County. The presence of the state-endangered starhead top minnow is confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. DNR staff determined that the proposed project may result in the incidental taking of some fish. The DNR concludes that the proposed project will minimize the impacts to the species by adhering to conservation measures. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation proposes to replace and expand the interstate bridge where it crosses the Wisconsin River with 2 new bridges, which will shift the footprint of the bridge slightly to the east. This will require constructing a new westbound bridge to the east of the existing bridge, removing the existing bridge, and constructing a new eastbound bridge in place of the existing bridge. The project entails removing the 11 sets of concrete piers and reinstalling 24 new concrete piers. For design, planning, and construction purposes, this project has been separated into 4 phases, and this authorization would focus on phase 3 and 4. Conservation measures for this project are detailed in the jeopardy assessment and include netting of the project area and relocating fish to suitable habitat outside the project area. Copies of the jeopardy assessment and background information on the starhead top minnow are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts to the starhead top minnow by October 23rd to Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, care of Stacy Rowe, DNR conservation biologist, 2514 Morse Street, Janesville, 53545, by email to stacy.rowe@wisconsin.gov. You can also call 608-228-9796. Wisconsinites are getting a head start on holiday travel plans this year, according to new data, survey data from the AAA. With the season fast approaching, AAA is offering insights into emerging travel trends and practical tips to help travelers make the most of their holiday journeys. Top holiday travel trends include major cities, beach getaways, resort vacations, and cruising. Half of Wisconsinites plan to take at least one overnight trip during the 2025 holiday season. 70% will travel for Christmas, 53% will travel for Thanksgiving, and 46% will travel for New Year's Eve. Nearly a quarter of Wisconsinites plan to take more holiday vacations this year. Half will take the same as last year. 60% of Thanksgiving travelers in Wisconsin finalize their travel plans by the end of September. By the end of this month, October, most trips will be finalized. Only 10% plan to wait until November. Peak travel days are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sundays. For smaller crowds and more flight options, consider flying the Sunday or Monday before Thanksgiving and returning Saturday. Half of Christmas travelers will finalize their travel plans this month or next. Just 8% will wait until December. Most travelers aim to arrive by Christmas Eve. With Christmas Day falling on a Thursday, expect airport congestion the weekend before and early that week. AAA's top tips for holiday travel are: book early to secure nonstop flights and avoid layovers. Choose morning departures to reduce the risk of delays and cancellations. Travel a day or two early to build in buffer time in case of delays. Allow extra time between connecting flights to avoid missed connections. Compare options across airlines, airports, and dates for better deals. And use travel rewards to offset peak season costs for flights and hotels.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Spooky savings are here. The Wicked Good Wisconsin sale runs October 20th through 31st. 20% off regularly priced in-stock furniture from Wolfcraft, Marshfield, and Bestcraft. Locally made Wicked Good deals only at Court and Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Hurry, it's only for 2 weeks.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is Monday, October 20th. Hans Carl Hansen, 82 of Richland Center, died Wednesday, October 15th at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday at 10 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Military rites will follow the funeral. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 9 until the time of service at 10. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society, Five Points Lutheran Church, Schmidt Woodland Hills, or the Richland Center Fire Department. Carl Hansen is survived by his wife, Ardith, sister, Irma, and Don Miller of Richland Center, sisters-in-law, Connie and Leonard Fry, and Annette and Don Clark, all of Richland Center, and Nancy Schaffert, four nephews, great-nieces and a great-nephew, special cousins, Diane and Phil Zimmerman of Iowa, and Kenneth Hansen, many other relatives and friends. Hans Carl Hansen, 82 of Richland Center. Delbert Charles Coleman Jr., age 85, died October 9th at New Hampton Nursing and Rehab in Iowa. Funeral services will be held this Tuesday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 1 until the time of service at 2. Delbert Coleman is survived by his sisters, Teresa and Bill Ward of Richland Center, and Alice Kazubowski of New Hampton, Iowa. Kazubowski of New Hampton, Iowa. Many nieces and nephews. Delbert Charles Coleman Jr., age 85. Carl Huth, 83 of Richland Center, died Saturday, October 18th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held on Friday, October 31st from 2 to 5 at the Phoenix Center. A private family burial with military graveside rites will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be directed to St. John's Lutheran Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Carl Huth is survived by his wife of 55 years, Susan. Three children, Jeffrey and Deborah Ferguson, Jennifer and Kevin Carden, and Craig and Laura Huth. Five grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, siblings John and Betty Huth, Mary and John Honer, and Rosie and Ron Steinmetz. Carl Huth, 83, of Richland Center. Jerry J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel, died Thursday, October 16th at home of natural causes. A memorial service will be held at noon on Saturday, November 1st at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home on Saturday, November 1st from 9 until noon. In lieu of flowers, donations to Boscobel Rescue Squad and the Boscobel Fire Department are appreciated. Jerry Staskel is survived by his brother, James and Kay Staskel, sister, Gloria Biersma, sister-in-law, Deirdre Kazda, brother-in-law, David and Kim Kazda, many nieces, nephews, and friends, Jerry J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. More at swtc.edu.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you feel.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes on this Monday, October 20th, go out to Mike and Barb McCormick, Dan and Denise Durst, Mark and Rachel Turgeson, and Bert and Jennifer Leibfried. Happy anniversary to those and all of those celebrating today from Boscobel and Center Pharmacies.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at gusty winds across the region now, thanks to a powerful low-pressure system sweeping east through northern Minnesota. There are some rain showers associated with this, running from northwest Iowa up through much of Minnesota, now edging into northwest Wisconsin and upper Michigan. They should arrive here this evening, maybe last for 5 or 6 hours, and then move away, probably going to see a couple tenths of an inch of rain or less. Now, behind this, much cold air pouring in tomorrow and Wednesday. Still on the windy side as well, it will definitely feel brisk. Be sure to have some warmer clothing handy. It'll be just a little damp at times as well. Later this week, high pressure returns should clear things out and give us some lighter winds as well as we get into Thursday and Friday. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Sunshine, maybe some clouds building in later this afternoon. Breezy and mild. High temperature in the mid to upper 60s and south wind between 12 and 20 miles per hour. Breezy tonight with showers ending a bit after after midnight, low temperature 43. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, blustery, and colder. Scattered light rain is likely, especially by midday. High near 50 degrees, west wind of 15 to 30. Tomorrow night and Wednesday, mostly cloudy, chilly, and breezy. Still some patchy light rain, drizzle, or sprinkles. Low 39, Wednesday's high near 50. Thursday, frost early, otherwise partly cloudy with less wind. Low 32, high near 54. Friday should be frosty again in the morning, low near 30 degrees. Plenty of sunshine through the day with a high of 59. Things look fairly comfortable for the weekend with partly cloudy skies on Saturday, high 61. Sunday mostly cloudy, slight chance of light rain by evening with a high near 60. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's a mostly sunny 64 degrees, up from a morning low of 29. Yesterday, we had a high of 58 degrees, and we also saw 3/100ths of an inch of rain. A record high on this day, 86, set back in 1953, a record low, 16, set back in 1952, and just a year earlier. Last year on this date, our high was 81, our low 43. Sunset today will be at 6:11, sunrise tomorrow at 7:22. No precipitation. The barometer is down to 29.75, and winds are out of the west at 10 to 15. Again, it's 64 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A livestock industry advocate talks about biosecurity today on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. A farm can be a wonderful place to grow up, but it can also be a dangerous place. Statistically, a child dies on a farm every 3 days somewhere in America. That needs to be fixed. Do whatever you can to make sure your kids keep safety top of mind, working or playing. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Jackie McClaskey says biosecurity needs to be at or near the top of the priority list for agriculture. She's the CEO and president of the American Royal, a Kansas City-based champion for food and agriculture.
We need to spend time really talking through what are the right policy approaches and the policy decisions. So when we are faced with a crisis or a disease outbreak or whatever it might be, that we know exactly what we're going to do. And I think that New World Screwworm is a perfect example of that. I mean, we shut our borders, but we've got different segments of the industry saying it's time to reopen. Others saying, no, no, keep them shut. And as we await whether or not we're going to find it in the U.S., then that's going to start to become a state issue as well.
McClaskey says industry players will need to help get policymakers to understand the importance of biosecurity.
Obviously, producers need to be at the forefront, but they need to be supported by people who understand the science and the economics, our animal health professionals at the state level, our state government leaders, USDA, of course. All of those folks need to be at the table and help those policymakers understand the alternatives and consequences of those different choices and be able to make decisions that are going to be the best for the industry and the people the industry serves.
Jackie McClaskey of the American Royal. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Not much excitement for importing Argentine beef. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. In 1926, Pioneer revolutionized farming. We're proud to be the one you count on when every bushel counts. Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. The Trump administration says it's considering purchasing beef from Argentina to help lower retail prices in the U.S. Ethan Lane, the executive vice president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says there are ongoing concerns about beef coming in from South American countries.
They have not been what we'd call stellar trading partners in the beef side anyway. And so certainly I think giving a lot of producers around the country pause.
He tells Brownfield.
We all certainly understand the concern about grocery store prices. You know, inflation is something that we're dealing with across the economy. But the best way to deal with that is by letting the market work, by letting those market signals make their way through the supply chain in an organic way.
Bill Bullard, the CEO of RCAF USA, says importing more beef is a short-term band-aid that will be detrimental to the long-term health of the cattle industry.
We urge the president to protect the domestic industry from excessive price-depressing imports so our industry can rebuild and expand and meet domestic consumption.
Josh Maples, an ag economist with Mississippi State University Extension, says the lack of detail becomes problematic for the markets.
Volatility is the reaction that markets tend to have whenever they're faced with uncertainty. And I would say that that's what we're currently faced with.
The president of the National Farmers Union says the Trump administration's recent taxpayer-funded bailout of Argentina sends mixed signals to farmers and ranchers. Rob LaRue tells Brownfield.
The fact that during a government shutdown, we can give $20 billion to Argentina, and we just learned that they have now doubled that, but that farm assistance for American family farmers can't happen because of the shutdown, that's just really hard for us to fully understand.
He says Argentina's recent sale of millions of tons of soybeans to China makes the move even more confusing. An economist with the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City says financial conditions in the ag sector are holding steady. Nathan Kaufman says there's plenty of uncertainty heading into 2026, but
ultimately, it's the availability of cash for lenders that are assessing their own risk in their portfolio and, you know, what the performance on those loans might look like in the year ahead. Some producers may have needed to restructure some of the debt that they had coming into this year.
And Kaufman tells Brownfield, loan renewals are about to begin and farmers need to be mindful of working capital. He says preserving cash and holding off on ag equipment upgrades will be one of the best ways to manage risk. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
Trust isn't given. It's earned. Story by story, season after season. At Brownfield Ag News, we've spent decades on the ground, in the fields, and in your communities. We don't just report on ag, we live it. And we share it across radio, social, and digital platforms to keep you connected, because we know that getting the story right matters to you. Brownfield Ag News, verified and unbiased.
A slow start for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs are up at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet to start the week. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface as buyers and sellers prepare for the week ahead. Significant trade volume isn't expected until sometime Thursday or Friday. Last week, Northern Dressed business had a range of $370 to $378, mostly $372. That's $9 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals in the South range from $236 to $240.50, mostly $240, $5 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. In South Dakota last week, steered calves were $15 to $30 higher. Heifer calves were $10 to $25 higher. The USDA says demand was extremely good for spring-born steer and heifer calves and good to very good for yearling steers and heifers. The market overall was very active. Medium and large one feeder steer, 600 to 648 pounds, brought $422 to $494. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 551 to 597 pounds, brought $385 to $477.50. Box beef was sharply higher at midday with good demand for light offerings. Choice up $209 at $368.86. Select was $265 higher at $352.92. Cash hogs were steady to higher at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Overall, the cash hog market continues to weigh available supplies of market-ready hogs, which are ample, against demand. Domestic demand will likely continue to benefit from pork's competitive price in the meat case. As for global demand, a lot of uncertainty remains as the industry lacks critical trade data amid the ongoing partial shutdown of the U.S. government. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were 79 cents higher with a weighted average of 90.60. No comparison at the Iowa, Minnesota, but a weighted average of 90.67. The same for the Western Corn Belt. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $70. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $57 to $69. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $57 to $67. And pork values were higher at midday, up 60 cents at $103.30. Ribs were sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
The old way of doing things makes sense for some things, like popcorn at the movies. But the old ways don't make sense if you expect more yield out of your acres, because there's a new way to unlock the full potential of your fields, and it starts when you plant Enlist corn. With four robust trait tolerances, glyphosate and glufosinate, plus 2,4-D choline and FOP, it unleashes ultimate weed control flexibility with multiple modes of action to fight weeds. See what's possible for your fields at enlist.com/corn.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street in Reedsburg.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetu with Tipsock Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Reminder, next hay sale will be Wednesday, October 22nd. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We have multiple online-only auctions up and running right now. Tractors, machinery, four-wheelers, and more online-only ending October 22nd at 6 p.m. Soft close. Tractors, motorcycles, vehicles, tools, farm machinery, and much, much more online-only auction ending October 29th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Again, for more info, go to www.tipsockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Soybeans are higher. Corn, cattle, and hogs are all trading some degree of mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher today on commercial and technical buying, also seeing some help from meal as they continue to wait for end-of-the-month tariff meetings with China. The trade's also watching the U.S. harvest and South American planting. November beans are up 13 and three quarters at 10.33 and a quarter. January's 14 and three quarters higher at 10.51 and a half. December meals up $4 at 2.85 and along for the ride. December bean oil's up 32 at 51.45. Corn is mixed, mostly firm. Parts of the Corn Belt did see weekend harvest delays, and planting conditions in South America are mostly favorable. Ethanol and export demand continue to be solid. December corn's up a half at 423. March is a quarter higher at 436 and three quarters. And wheat's mixed. It remains very oversold, especially Minneapolis, but rising global supplies and scarce news are keeping a cap on prices. U.S. winter wheat development weather mostly looks favorable. December Chicago's up a quarter at 504. December Kansas City's down two at 489 and a half. December Minneapolis is up three quarters at 549 and a quarter. Live cattle are higher and on an oversold bounce today. Also, box beef's up at midday. December live's $1.82 higher at $243.62, and February's up $1.50 at $244.37. Feeders did try to rally but could not follow through, with a lot of ongoing questions about exactly what President Trump's going to do to bring down beef prices. November feeders are up 90 at $372.60. January's down 2 at $369.27. And hogs are mostly higher on spread trade in the day's fundamentals, with December down 2 at $82.35 and February up 15 at $84.92. Brownfield.
Don't fear fermented foods. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The world has been fermenting foods for practical purposes for generations. Sandor Katz, a fermentation expert, says it is nothing to fear. In fact,
the greatest delicacies of the world have always been fermented foods, and that more people are trying to sort of be creative in this realm is very exciting, and there's no reason for people to be afraid. And that's the reason I've written my books, is really to try to demystify fermentation, because I've heard from so many people how scary it can be. So I'm trying to just demystify it and make it more accessible to try fermenting at home.
He says sauerkraut is a great place to start.
The stereotype is cabbage, but honestly, you can incorporate any kinds of vegetables you want. Shred them up, create surface area, salt them. Don't imagine that this is rocket science. Salt it to taste like any other recipe. Either let the salted cabbage sit for an hour or squeeze it for a few minutes. Get it nice and juicy. Once it's juicy, pack it with some force into whatever the vessel is. Make sure it's submerged under its own juices and stays submerged, so a little weight on top can be really helpful. And then you just wait.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
My doctor said I could use something called a biosimilar. Then she told me what it is.
A biosimilar is a type of biologic medication. Just like brand name drugs have generic versions, original biologics can have biosimilars.
So I asked what the benefits are and if they work the same.
Biosimilars have the same safety, effectiveness, and quality as the original biologic. They also offer more medication options at potentially more competitive prices.
My doctor said I could learn more at fda.gov/biosimilars.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The fragile ceasefire deal in Gaza flaring up over the weekend, but holding. The IDF says two soldiers were killed, and Israeli forces retaliated, killing at least 44 in Gaza. President Trump says no U.S. troops will go to Gaza, and he says there is international pressure on Hamas to disarm.
We had a dark cloud over the Middle East, and now it's all, we have a little situation relatively with Hamas, and that will be taken care of very quickly if they don't straighten it out themselves.
The president making the remarks while hosting Australia's prime minister today at the White House. He also announced a deal for the U.S. to access rare earth minerals for Australia. Amazon says it's pinpointed the troubles of its Amazon Web Services after an outage impacted websites worldwide, including the Wall Street Journal, Facebook, and some airlines. It is day 20 of the federal government shutdown. The Senate will take up a vote again later today on a measure to end the shutdown. It's not expected to pass. This is ABC News. A new study published in the journal Pediatrics presents fresh evidence that feeding your kids peanuts early helps reduce their food allergies by nearly 50%. Here's ABC's Maggie Rooley.
Researchers in Philadelphia found peanut allergies in young children fell by 43% and overall food allergies dropped by about one-third. This after the American Academy of Pediatrics released new infant feeding guidelines in 2015 and again in 2017, encouraging parents to introduce peanuts and other allergens genetic foods at around 4 to 6 months of age.
Researchers found in recent years, egg allergies have become the most common food-related allergy, while peanut and milk allergies are less common. A lithium-ion battery on an Air China flight forced an emergency landing. Crew members, though, were able to put out smoke and flames pouring out of luggage in the overhead bin. Officials say no one was hurt during this incident. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Your afternoon forecast today is calling for temperatures to continue to be pretty nice out there. Highs in the mid-upper 60s, south winds 12 to 25. Although, sun continuing to give way to clouds today. By tonight, showers likely ending a bit after midnight, lows of 43. Southwest